obviously getting ready, head down to Australia. Excited to go there this year?
Yeah, really excited. The new event, Rick Open, with the men too. So it's really exciting, something a little different. Then Australian Open at the Grange, where I finished top 10 3 years ago. And then Thailand, Singapore have always been sort of good to me, finishing high there. So I feel like exciting season, exciting schedule, and I feel my game's in a good spot. You know, I didn't finish last week as well as I would have wanted, but, you know, I put myself in that position, and it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a very tough day. I mean, the winds were coming up, and you weren't the only one that was having troubles with putting. We'll talk to your dad a little bit about that. But overall, obviously, you're in good shape, and you're ready to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like my ball striking is the best maybe it's ever been. You know, I was hitting it really well. The putter did sort of let me down, but it was just, you know, I didn't have a ton of energy that I needed to win on Sunday, which is unfortunate, but, you know, at least I'm putting myself in contention, and hopefully I can do that the rest of the year, and, you know, hopefully good things will happen.
How soon do you start thinking about heading to Magna and defending the title? I mean, obviously it's got to be on your brain at some point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That will be a really exciting week to go there and run the hometown crowd again, and I'm hoping to go to Magna earlier this year before the tournament and just kind of scout it out. Take a look at the course, but you know,
you've never played it.
No, Britt played.
Annika. Yes.
Yeah. So I have been there. It was a long time ago. So I'm looking forward to scouting it out, and I'm excited for that.
Do you think it's going to be a much different feel going there as a defending champion, as opposed to somebody that, you know, wanted that trophy and it was the big one that you wanted? Now you're going to go there. You're the person that holds that trophy, right?
Yeah. It would be a lot different. You know, I feel as soon as I won that event last year, I just felt like so much pressure was off of me. It was a really cool feeling, and I felt like I could really do anything after I did that. So I feel like I'll be a lot more confident and more comfortable than I ever have been there. But, you know, it's always one of the toughest fields on the LPGA Tour, so it's exciting to be in contention, and hopefully I can do it again.
Are you thinking all about the 8th, getting to that 8th win and tying? Is that something that's on your mind, or are you just thinking about, you know what, I just want my next win?
Yeah, you know, it's really cool that the last 3 years I've won twice on the LPGA Tour, and that's like a really cool stat. So this year I'm just going to try to keep that going, make it 4 years. You know, I feel you can't really focus on the 8th win or anything in particular. You just kind of have to go with what's working, improve little things, set goals, and like for a big one for me, a scoring average again this year. And if I can get the scoring average under 70 like I did last year, I feel like a lot of good things will happen for me. So that's kind of where I'm thinking and what I'm looking forward to.
What are you working on in particular to make that happen? Because obviously, you know, that's your goal, that you, but you've got to have some objectives related to that. But what do you do to design a plan around that? I mean,
You know, ball striking has always been one of my strengths, and to just continue to keep that consistent. And, you know, I just switched to the I210 irons from Ping, and like, I hit them and there was a huge difference already, and I was like, wow, I'm putting these in the bag. And that's what I used last week, and I really like them a lot. So if I can just, you know, keep that consistent, just slowly improve that, it's big. But, you know, the biggest thing for me is short game. You know, just being able to hit wedges the right distance and get up and down when I need to is really key. And, you know, I did have some putting flaws on the weekend, but, you know, those are going to happen. But I feel like if I could just slowly improve that a little bit more, that's really where you're going to pick up shots on the best in the world.
Do you look and see where other players are doing particularly well in certain areas of the game and sort of maybe pick up a little bit on what they're doing and maybe try to think about, you know, they excel very well in that. Maybe it's Brianna putting or something like that, and say, hey, you know what? What's she doing? Maybe I should be doing something like that.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing about playing against the best in the world every week is that you get to see how the best are training and practicing, and it's a lot of fun because we can definitely learn off each other and improve. And, you know, like with May, she practices putting a lot, and she's always out there. Gareth, who is her putting coach from Canada, actually, he's out there all the time with her as well. So, you know, I think it just shows that even the best in the world have to practice and work on it all the time. So, you know, I'll continue to do that.
I mean, obviously your dad's your coach. Do you ever think to say, hey, maybe I can bring in somebody else to help out? They don't necessarily have to be your coach, but just to have some, you know, some input as far as the team is concerned. Is that something that you guys ever think about?
Yeah, I mean, right now I feel like everything's going well, and there's no need to do that, but I know there's definitely lots of opportunities and things. Right now I don't see the need for it, but down the road it could happen for sure. You know, you never know.
Yeah, it could be a consultant capacity. It doesn't have to be somebody that's, you know, the same coach. Lots of tour players reach out and do that, work with other people, I won't say secretly, but just work with them to say, hey, you know what, can I do better this way? And work, you know, give that information to your coach and help you
execute. But, you know, my dad's done a really awesome job and we have a really cool relationship. So I really like that. And, you know, I feel like everything is going in the right direction. If we just make, you know, small changes along the way, I think good things will happen.
Last question, obviously you're going to make that trip over to Australia. Are you looking more towards the golf or everything else of traveling with your sister and doing all sorts of things and exploring?
You know, we're going to go to a kangaroo park, so I'm really excited about that. And we're also visiting a new city, Melbourne. We haven't been there before, so I feel like traveling and experiencing all those different things is, you know, not the best part of the journey, but it's right up there. And, you know, if I can play well along the way and pick up some top 10s and just improve my game a little bit, I'll be happy.